May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I want to share this little short word from Ezekiel 1, just about an aspect of holiness for us charismatics, who are talking a lot about being filled with the Holy Spirit, even in a fresh way. If I can find Ezekiel. There we go. I got a glimpse of it. This is Ezekiel. He has an encounter with the Lord. It says in verse 4, "And as I looked, behold, a storm wind was coming from the north, a great cloud with fire flashing forth continually, and a bright light around it, and in its midst something like glowing metal in the midst of the fire. And within it there were figures resembling four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had human form. Each of them had four faces and four wings. And their legs were straight, and their feet were like a calf's foot. And they gleamed like burnished bronze. And under their wings on their four sides were human hands. As for the faces and wings of the four of them, their wings touched one another. And their faces did not turn when they moved. Each went straight forward. And as for the form of their faces, each had the face of a man. All four had the face of a lion on the right, and the face of a bull on the left, and all four had the face of an eagle. Such were their faces, and their wings were spread out above. Each had two touching another being and two covering their bodies. And each went straight forward wherever the Spirit was about to go. Each went straight forward wherever the Spirit was about to go. And they would go without turning as they went. In the midst of the living beings, there was something that looked like burning coals of fire, which is again the Holy Spirit, like torches darting back and forth among the living beings. The fire was bright and lightning was flashing from the fire. And the living beings ran to and fro like bolts of lightning. Now as I looked at the living beings, behold, there was one wheel on the earth besides the living beings for each of the four of them. The appearance of the wheels and their workmanship was like sparkling beryl. And all four of them had the same form, their appearance and workmanship being as if one wheel were within another wheel. Whenever they moved in any of their four directions without turning as they moved. And as for their rims, they were lofty and awesome. And the rims of all four of them were full of eyes round about. Whenever the living beings moved, the wheels moved with them. And whenever the living beings rose from the earth, the wheels arose also. And wherever the Spirit was about to go, they would go, the four living beings and the wheels full of eyes. And they would go in that direction, wherever they never turn. They just went here, went here, went here, and went here. As if they traveled with wheels, but the rims were full of eyes, and the Holy Spirit was in the middle of it, and they went wherever the Holy Spirit went. If the Holy Spirit went this way, they went that way. And a face facing that way. The face was going to be either that of a lion, or a man, or a bull, or an eagle. There's a lot of things about that, but I believe one thing for sure, each one of those different faces carries a different kind of anointing. When the Holy Spirit would go that way, the anointing would come on these wheels. And these wheels are full of eyes. Go that way, maybe the face of a man, the face of an eagle, the face of a lion, the face of a bull. Verse 21, whenever those went, these went. Whenever those stood still, these stood still. Whenever those arose from the earth, the wheels also rose beside them. For the Spirit of the living being was in the wheels. Here's the thing for all of you who are hungering for the more. And you want to experience fullness. And you know that experiencing fullness means more than just victory over sin that we just talked about. But also means the release of the supernatural ministry of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. That includes all kinds of things, all the gifts. But you have to understand, for those of us who are in positions of authority or pastoring, that can be a scary thing as we grow in maturity. That's why if you voice revival or fullness in terms of Christ-likeness, that does become an internal plumb line. Jesus never acted like this before. Why would I think this is Jesus now? You with me? Now, Jesus tolerated some things. I mean, they were stuff and spit in the mud and putting blind person's eyes. They're already blind. Just what they needed was mud in their eyes to give them hope. You know, people were lowered to the roof. So there's a element of the surprising, you know, not the rigid, not the we're in control. And I can have a high tolerance for weirdness, but weirdness for weirdness' sake is not God. And here's the thing you want to talk here. Whatever all this is saying is talking about the anointing moving with the Holy Spirit and their eyes that at least it represent one thing, discernment. Being aware of everything that's going on around them. The Holy Spirit has eyes. The angels have eyes, it talks about in Revelation 5. And sometimes, because he sees everything, he stands still. Something charismatics need to get. Because we think all things are God, and we call it anointing. And it's not all anointed. It may even be you're super anointed. But the Holy Spirit has eyes, and it says, and when the Holy Spirit stood still, the wheels and the anointing stood still. We're in a day where we need everything God offers. I would say every clergy here would say that we want everything, but there's been so much nonsense. And the excuse is, well, I'm under the anointing, and God said to do it. Sometimes the Holy Spirit stands still. Because I've watched anointed people who don't walk in wisdom and aren't aware of what's going on around them, and the Holy Spirit knows everything that's going on around them. If I'm in a Baptist church and I'm going to preach about revival, I'm not going to start pogo sticking around the room. Well, you will if God tells you to. He ain't gonna. Because he's got wisdom. He said, well, sometimes he might. Well, I guess sometimes he might. But I'm telling you, you don't have a license to do anything you want to because you're under the anointing. Amen. I've walked it. I've seen that before. I've watched people who are very anointed who just ran through stop signs because they were under the anointing and they weren't about to stop because they could see the anointing. I could see the immaturity. And in the end, people who do that cause a lot more damage. They do good. But the people will walk away and go, well, it's just God. People can't handle it, can't handle it. Holy Spirit loves people. He loves God's purposes. He's really smart. Now, my challenge to every clergy, head for fullness. Jump in the river and then go deeper and farther and farther. But I'm going to say this to you. If you're in that place, that's a great place. You know well the condition of your flock. That's what it says in Proverbs. So all of us who are going after fullness, listen, that's what it says in Ezekiel. Sometimes he stands still and waits in love and wisdom. Now, am I hindering you? No. But being under a covering is really important. Absolutely. And the anointing is not an excuse for rebellion. Now hear me, because I'm the guy who's talking about going for it. Gene talked about charismatic is crazy. But there's a higher law than any other principle in the Scripture. You know what it is? It's called the law of love. It's higher than the law of liberty. It's the greatest anointing of all. David read those scriptures the other night. You can do this, you can move mountains, but you have not love. You're a noisy, clanging cymbal. You'll get there. You're going to have so many opportunities, but one of the most holy expressions of the anointing is the mature ability to use the eyes, travel with all those eyes. And there'll be some times as you grow when you'll know the Holy Spirit will say, stand still. This isn't, don't judge. Don't use, we had this happen not too long ago in a situation where, not in a meeting, but in another circumstance, somebody came to somebody and said, I got a word for this person. And they said, don't, you shouldn't, and this person they talked to had some authority in that situation. And they said, no, you don't need to give that word. The person went straight to the person, gave them the word anyway. And it was not a good thing. I mean, it didn't destroy, but it wasn't a good thing. And they were telling me about it. I said, well, you need to go back to them and tell them that you told them not to give that word and you have some authority in that situation. They did it anyway. Go back and tell them. They need to grow. That's part of the deal. And so they went back and told him, and here was her answer. Well, God told me to. I was under the anointing. No, she wasn't. No, she wasn't. In the process of letting the Holy Spirit move, we don't want to so police the Holy Spirit, we shut him down, do we? But I was at a big conference a few years ago, and there were some just things that happened with charismatics, and most of it was just like, good, okay, yeah, it's different, that's okay, Jesus did different. It was fun going for it, but there was one situation going on, and I looked at it and I thought, this is not God. But I had no authority to fix it. And so I was just praying, I hope that who's in leadership here, and it's a really hard thing if it's a real big meeting, you don't know what to do, not to do. And so I thought, man, this needs to be fixed. This is the eyes of the wheels aren't moving in that direction, but this person is. And they crawled their way down the aisle, took them about 45 minutes to an hour. And by the time they got finished, they jumped up, tackled the speaker who's about that tall, and knocked them down. Sometimes we got to grow maturity, right? I don't want you to ever be afraid to go for it and be hindered. We're after fullness. But let me just say to you, those who are called to lead will be much more comfortable if they realize that you're walking in enough maturity that you're letting the wheels work. Because they aren't just wheels so you can move. Those wheels have eyes. They know where to move, they know when to move, and they know when to stand still. That's anointed too. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. And if you're a charismatic out there and you're going, oh, Bishop, that's just like, you're the one who needed to hear it the most. You're the one I trust the least. And sometimes people ask me, well, Bishop, why does this person get to do that? And they do this, that, and the other. And I go, because I trust them. Again, there's freedom, man. We want to go. And we risk. We go for it. But don't ever not think there's an issue of trust in my heart about those things. I trust them because they've learned that there's eyes in those wheels, and sometimes the Holy Spirit says, stand still.